A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Yud Ches, Moed Katan 18a, pagination 35. We'll start from the facing page on the bottom, though. Moed Katan Yud Zayin Amud Bey, 17b, pagination 34, four lines up, dealing with the topic of cutting nails, hand nails and nails on the feet. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Kishem she'amru asur legaleach b'moed, just like we learned that you're not allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, kach asur litul tziparnayim b'moed, so you're not allowed to cut your nails either during Chol HaMoed. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi matir, Rabbi Yossi says it's permitted that we don't take fingernails to that extent as we did haircuts. You'll remember an insight that we had at the time that we discussed haircuts was so that a person should not come into the holiday unkempt. So haircuts are required before the holiday. And the question is, do we extend that as well to fingernails? And just like we say that a mourner is forbidden to take haircuts during his mourning, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that it's forbidden as well for a mourner to cut his nails, Rabbi Yossi matir, and Rabbi Yossi again permits it and does not extend haircuts into the realm of fingernail cutting prohibition as well. Omar Ula said, last line, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'evel, we're going to paskin the stricter way by mourning. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi be'moed, and we're going to paskin the more lenient way by chal ha'moed. Shmuel Omar, but Shmuel says on to today's daf, which is the way we paskin, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi be'moed uve'evel, we're going to be lenient like Rabbi Yossi, both by Chol HaMoed and by mourning. To Omar Shmuel, because there's a principle, Halacha k'divrei HaMeikel be'evel, we paskin leniently when there's a legitimate machlokes, an early machlokes, we paskin the lenient way by evel, and Chol HaMoed is even more lenient than that. Now, the question is exactly what we were discussing. The Rush explains that we're talking over here not about cutting one's nails with a utensil, but rather cutting one's nails with their teeth. In other words, it was understood over here that we were dealing with a shinui. And to fully appreciate the ramification that we're paskining leniently to cut fingernails, but the whole case was very limited in its scope. To appreciate that, take a glance at the Gemara about 25 lines down. It's like a quarter of the way down on this page. The first words on the line are sovar minei. Sover mine, they originally thought the yad in de regel lo, that it's only the hand nails and not the nails of the foot. Amar av anan bar tachlifa le didim mifar shalim mine de shmo lo shna de yad velo shna de regel. It doesn't matter if it's the hand, it doesn't matter if it's the foot. It's the same halacha. Amar av chia bar ashi, amar rav uve genustera osur. And if you're using a scissors, it is forbidden. And therefore, we're going to understand the original Gemara, which was lenient in the name of Shmuel, was going in a case that you were cutting the nails with a shinui in an unusual way, meaning biting them and cutting them in that way, which apparently was considered a viable way of cutting one's nails. Nowadays, we view biting nails as a nervous habit. But that was being codified as being permitted, as a permitted way of cutting one's nails. In the case of mourning, in the case of Chol HaMoed, apparently they were long and they needed to be cut, that would be a solution, so to speak. But if it's being done with scissors, then it's forbidden. Now, the Beis Yosef explains that the question over here is going to be, when they forbade it with scissors, were they only talking about Avel, mourning, or were they talking about Chol HaMoed as well? And therefore, in the laws of Chol HaMoed, the Mechaber says that cutting one's nails is permitted, v'yesh machmirim, the Rama adds, and there are those who are strict. In other words, it's not 100% clear how to paskin by Chol HaMoed, even though our Gemara codifies that with a scissors, with the proper utensil, nail clippers would be the equivalent of scissors, it would be forbidden by Avel, certainly, by a mourner. The question would be, what would be by Chol HaMoed? And v'yesh machmirim, we're strict unless there's a mitigating circumstance. Interestingly, just as an aside, during the 9 days, which is also a concept of mourning, but not as intense because it's an older loss of the Beis HaMikdash, so the halacha over there is that cutting with a scissors or nail clipper is only forbidden during the 9 days, during the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, during the week that Tisha B'Av falls. So if Tisha B'Av is whatever day during the week, so from Sunday, from the beginning of that week, cutting with a nail clippers would be forbidden. But just because it's during the 9 days even, doesn't make it forbidden. It's only Shavua Shechalbo, the actual week of Tisha B'Av. This halacha of not cutting nails using a utensil, using the scissors or nail clippers, certainly forbidden during the first 30 days of mourning, prompts an interesting shaila regarding a woman who's going to mikvah, and it results with a three-way machlokes. The opinion of the Mechaber is that a woman should do it ayidei nochri, a non-Jew should cut her nails for her if she's in the 30 days of mourning and she's going to mikvah. The Rama says you could use even a Yisraelis, a Jewish woman, the mikvah lady can help her, but it should be done by a different person so that it ends up being some level of a shinui, it becomes somewhat unusual. You don't have to bite the nails, but you use a different person to cut the nails. That's already considered unusual, because usually we cut our own nails. And the opinion of the Taz is that mitigating circumstances, such as going to mikvah, would knock out this law, and she would be allowed to cut the nails using a utensil by herself, and she does not have to use a shinui, because the nails will get cut properly if she does it using a utensil, and going to mikvah is sufficient reason to allow that. Continuing on the topic of nail cutting, we have a story. We're on the second line of Moed Katan Yud Ches Amar Aleph, at the end of the line. Pinchas Achua Demar Shmuel, Pinchas, the brother of Shmuel, Isra Bei Milsa, he lost a relative. He was in mourning. Ol Shmuel L'mishal Taima Minei, Shmuel came to visit him. Nichum Avelim. Chazinu L'tufrei Davin Afishan, and he noticed that his brother's nails were long. Omar Lei, he said to him, Amailo Shokalta Luhu, why don't you cut them? Omar Lei, so Pinchas responded, Ibididei Have, if you were the mourner, Mi Mizalzalas Bei Kulei Hai, would you be so lenient, so casual in the morning, that you would groom yourself by cutting your nails? Havoi, it became, the Gemara's comment, editorial note, Kishigogo sheyotza milifnei hashalit, like a mistaken statement that was made by a monarch. Even if he makes the statement by mistake, if he's a monarch, it's got to be carried out. A royal person, the king, says, sweep the floor. So you sweep the floor, even if it was a mistake, and really he meant something else, and it was a slip of the tongue, it ends up having its impact, and it has to be observed. Ve'isre be'milsa b'shmuel, and that state that quip-like concept that a monarch who declares something, it has to be implemented, ended up being what happened here. Pinchas said to Shmuel, if it were you as the mourner, would you be so lenient? And it made its impact, and Shmuel lost a relative. Oh, Pinchas, achua l'mishal taima minei. So Pinchas came to be Menachem Avelim to comfort him. And the Gemara says Shmuel was very upset with him. Amar Lehi said to him, Leslach b'ris kerusa l'sfasayim, don't you agree to the concept that a person who says something, it makes an impact, and you basically caused me to be in mourning through your statement, if it would have been you? The Omer of Yechanan, because we find this concept, Minayin lebris kerusa l'sfasayim, that there is such a thing that a person can say something and it makes an impact, because Avram told the lads by Akedas Yitzchak, we will come back, which was a slip of the tongue, because really he thought at the time that he was going to sacrifice Yitzchak. But he said, we will return, v'noshuva, v'estaya milsa, and that's what happened, that they both returned. And therefore we have this concept that a person makes a statement and it could have its impact. This is actually brought in halacha, that a person in mourning should not say, sounds very righteous and saintly, Hashem didn't punish me even like a little bit of what I deserve. He sounds saintly and righteous that he's being matzdik the din, but that's a wrong thing to do because he's opening himself up for judgment. Instead, a person just says, Hashem knows what he's doing, tzidik ha-din. But we don't start giving commentary about how guilty we chas v'shalom are. And so we have a concept here of kishgoga shayotze milifnei hashalat, that a person can make a statement and have an impact, and we do that in tefillah, we do that in giving people brachas, blessings, and we do that in a general attitude of thinking optimistically and making a positive impact. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.